I know that y'all have put something else together, which is kind of neat, as you've begun the journey for one particular animal through the system in Bryan. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, the Communications and Marketing Department at the City of Bryan has decided that we have a responsibility to help make people safe and make the community better and to address issues that can sometimes be people don't really like to talk about sometimes. And sometimes that has to do with animal shelter animals. So yesterday we posted a special report on our website at bryantx.gov called Waiting for a Place to Call Home. And basically it explains to folks what happens when an animal is surrendered to the animal center or found by animal control. You know, there's basically three lifespans there that you could follow, three routes, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. about what happens to one of those animals. We're going to follow one animal through that process, but there's a lot of good information out there, and it will tug at your heartstrings, and you know, and that's a good thing.
It is. It's a well-done piece.
Well, thank you, and I've got a great staff down there. They are awesome. They're incredible. But we hope it will tug at folks' heartstrings, and just remember that this time of year, if you're thinking about a puppy or a kitten for the family, there's nothing better than a shelter animal. They're the best animals ever. So rather than go out and spend a whole lot of money on a fancy-wancy dog, go down to the animal shelter and find your forever friend there.
There you go. That's it. Good.